The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, Neil Armstrong's first flight into space almost ended in disaster.
Gemini 8, contact Audi 8.
CSQ flight.
Go ahead, flight.
Did he say he could not turn the Agena off?
No, he says he is separated from the Agena and he's in a roll and he can't stop it. His reg pressure is down to zero, his arm's reg helium pressure.
That's in a file of left roll here at the present time. We can't fire Mars, RCS is off and we can't fire it. We currently have a roll, stuck controller.
You copy flight, they seem to have a stuck thruster. They have initiated a squib and blown them, but they can't seem to stop it or get them working.
Did I hear a stuck hand controller?
That's affirmative, flight. Affirmative flight, this is CSQ. We can't seem to get any valid data here. He seems to be in a pretty violent trouble right now.
Roger, what about the Agena?
Stand by. We're showing ACS off on the Agena. Way, way
okay,
down.
Okay, we're regaining control of the spacecraft slowly in RCS direct.
Roger, copy. We're showing pretty violent oscillations in roll attitude.
CSQ, this is flight.
Go ahead, flight.
He has blown one RCS ring, is that right?
Say again?
We're pulsing the RCS pretty slowly here, so we don't... It's all roll right. We're trying to kill our roll rate.
Okay, fine. Keep at it. Flight, he's blown both RCS rings.
You yeah, I understand. That's one switch.
Roger. On a flight, CSQ.
Go ahead.
The Agena is tumbling violently off at this time.
Okay, relax, everything's okay. The Gemini 8 mission lifted off, and Armstrong and David Scott docked their Gemini capsule with an Agena booster rocket already in orbit. A problem with their Gemini vehicle resulted in one thruster firing almost continuously, sending the capsule into a dizzying spin. One complete revolution per second, enough to cause even seasoned pilots to black out. Armstrong managed to get Gemini 8 under control, and the mission was called off immediately. Armstrong and Scott returned safely to Earth. In 1975, unmanned space probe Mariner 10 swung past the planet Mercury for the last time, its third flyby inside of a year. It flew only 200 miles over the planet's north pole and fell into an orbit around the sun after running out of fuel. No other spacecraft visited Mercury until the arrival of Messenger in 2008. Mariner 10 was one of the first space flights to use gravity assist maneuvers. Born on this day in 1920, actor Leo McKern, one of the prisoner's most persistent adversaries.
I am glad you're here. You really are a model.
But I don't run on clockwork.
You will, my dear chap. You will.
You think so?
Do you still think you can escape, number six?
Well, I'm going to do better than that.
Oh?
Going to escape and come back.
Come back?
I mean, escape, come back. Wipe this place off the face of the earth, obliterate it, and you with it.
Persecution complex amounting to mania. Paranoid delusions of grandeur.
Philippe Kahn, co-founder of Borland Software, was born today in 1952. Born in 1961, Todd McFarlane. And in 1963, New Zealand actor Kevin Smith, better known as Ares, the God of War, from Xena Warrior Princess.
Now all you gotta do is find an army. You have something else to deal with. Xena. She's on her way.
In 1982, video game graphics entered a whole new dimension as Sega's sleeper hit Zaxxon landed in arcades.
In the high-technology world of video arcade entertainment, there is one extraordinary game that soars a dimension above the rest. Zaxxon! Experience the control as you climb and dive. Feel the power as you attack and evade. Discover a new level of excitement with the true feel of action in three dimensions. Zaxxon, from the master design engineers of Sega.
With its three-quarter isometric perspective, it was a whole new way to draw a video game world. But it wasn't easy to navigate. Players had to monitor their altitude and try to judge their horizontal position from their space fighter's shadow on the ground. In 1984, the Fifth Doctor said farewell.
There must be something I can do. Tell me.
Too late, Barry. Going soon. It's time to say goodbye.
Don't give up. You can't leave me now.
I might regenerate. I don't know.
Feels different this time.
The last episode of Doctor Who to star Peter Davison was broadcast in the UK, part four of the intense story, The Caves of Androzani. And in 1994, everyone who had patiently watched the first few weeks of Babylon 5 promptly had their minds blown.
Why are you doing this?
To find the truth. 10 years ago, you were at the Battle of the Line. Final and decisive battle of the Earthman Body War. For 24 hours, you were out of touch with Earth Force defense.
My ship was damaged. I blacked out.
So you testified. Just one problem. I don't believe you. And I'm not the only one. It's been a long time, Commander. But we're finally going to get to the truth.
The series dropped its first major surprise with the episode And the Sky Full of Stars. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod with the procedure. The logbook of your Escape Pod was written and produced by our team.